This is KNBA News. I'm Jacqueline Estes. 17 cars were stolen in a single 24-hour period in Anchorage starting Monday and running through Tuesday morning. Jennifer Castro is a spokesperson for the Anchorage Police Department.
A majority of them were cases or scenarios where the motorist had left their key in the ignition running so that it could warm up.
Castro says 17 stolen cars is an exceptionally high spike, but part of a phenomenon the department is used to seeing. More cars are stolen when the temperature fluctuates back and forth around freezing. The oscillations cause more frost on vehicles, leading residents to idle them unattended for longer, which Castro says creates an opportunity for theft.
We actually sent out a similar press release like this around the same time last year.
Castro says the reports come in from neighborhoods all across Anchorage. She says most thefts involve the short-term use of a car or truck.
A lot of people ask, why are people stealing cars or what are they using them for? And a lot of the times it's for a temporary situation. They just want to use it to get from point A to point B. It's often that when we do recover these vehicles, there's drug paraphernalia and things like that found in them.
Kotzebue Sound is changing, and the hunters for beluga whale are facing competition. Researcher Manuel Castellote at the Alaska Fisheries Center placed underwater microphones in the sound. Instead of belugas, he found the source of the problem, killer whales.
Turns out that when we look at our data, what we found was mainly killer whales, so that's why the project quickly became a killer whale project.
Things have gotten so bad in Kotzebue Sound that belugas there don't sing out as much as they do elsewhere. They're afraid killer whales will find them and eat them.
Because they know that if they make, if they're very chatty, they're going to hear them and they might be predated. So they try to be silent.
As in so many areas in the Arctic, changes are happening more quickly than farther south. In Kotzebue Sound, the seabirds that used to eat fish have declined, while those eating plankton have increased. As far as the beluga whales that the Inupiat and Kotzebue love to hunt, killer whales may not be the only problem. In the spring, when the ice breaks up, the town of Kotzebue regularly empties raw sewage into the sound. That's not the best thing for belugas to eat. Others in the community also worry that noise from ships loading up at the Red Dog Mine may also be spooking the whales. Bethel's water and sewer services are back online after what one city official called a perfect storm of mishaps. KYUK reports the Public Works Department has been dealing with a damaged water truck and a shortage of maintenance workers over the holidays. This is KNBA News. I'm Jacqueline Estes.